We are now ready to begin the RPR literary examination, which is 5 minutes of dictation at 180 words per minute. Ready? Begin. If I wanted to put a title on this article, I would try to select something with a catchy sound or clever use of language. I believe experts employed by the media call them sound bites. The idea is to phrase something in a manner that will grab your attention and at the same time be easily remembered. Of course, one must not get the cart before the horse. Is a clever title more important than the message contained in the article? I suppose both are important in that if one fails to measure up, the other is destined to be immediately forgotten. The ultimate goal is to have a subject of interest to which the reader is drawn by a title that catches the eye and causes him or her to look further. I once had a friend whose job description at a famous national magazine was exactly like I just described. She would sit in her office and look at an article scheduled for the upcoming issue and ask herself, "Would I want to read that story just from looking at the title?" If the answer was no, she would attempt to come up with different alternatives from which to choose. Her success would be readily apparent because the good titles would appear in large print on the cover of the next issue when it hit the newsstand. Unfortunately, there is a downside to this business of clever titles. Just the other day, I was waiting in line at the supermarket when one of the magazines on display caught my eye. Just then, the line began to move, so I grabbed the magazine and put it in my shopping cart while under the influence of that particular title. I was sure that the article was one I just had to read. Boy, was I disappointed. Not only did I not enjoy the story, it really didn't have anything to do with what I thought the title suggested. I had been taken in by somebody just like my friend who was very successful at the job of getting me to purchase the magazine. What he doesn't know is that I will never buy that same magazine again without checking out the article behind the headline first. That, my friends, is a good example of a downside. Of course, as you have probably already figured out by now, there is a bottom line to all this. It is the same bottom line as in many other things, and that is money. After all, the purpose of that clever headline, even though it was quite misleading, was to get me to buy that issue of the magazine. It definitely happened. I was tempted and fell for it. Now, this certainly does not rise to the level of Adam and Eve in the garden. Nevertheless, I was weak. I gave in to temptation. That is what a clever title can do to an innocent shopper. Imagine the movie Gone with the Wind. For certain, it was based on a famous popular book with the identical title. But you know how it is in Hollywood. Even the actors change their names because you need to have a clever handle. What if some studio big shot had decided this title was too ordinary? What if they had chosen something like Away with the Breeze, or even better, Absent Due to Shifting Air Masses? You get the point. Thank goodness the author of the book chose a better title which rolls easily off the tongue and sticks in your mind forever. Titles can mean big dollars, especially when it comes to follow-up pictures. For example, take the movie The Fast and the Furious, whose third version is now playing around the world. I think The Fast and the Furious is a great title. It is simple and direct and utilizes the repeated sound of the letter F. Could they have called it The Speedy and Intense? I suppose, but that sounds more like a commercial for a pain reliever than the name of a movie. The fact is that The Fast and the Furious made a lot of money, taking in over $200 million worldwide. The name is really important when you consider the follow-up feature, called Too Fast, Too Furious, which made even more money without the same actors. And now we are privileged to witness the third in this series, this time set in Japan. You will be understandably relieved to learn that young people in Japan are just as fast and furious as people in the United States. The name alone guarantees the makers of the movie millions and millions of dollars. It was several hundred years ago when the most famous author in history wrote this line for one of his leading actors. What's in a name? He was trying to make the point that the name is not important, but that the quality of the thing or person behind the name is what counts. Over the years, with our advances in communication, I am afraid we have started placing too much value on a title or name and not enough on what is behind it. We are impatient and want the answer right now. We are not willing to wait for beauty and goodness to grow and develop. Unfortunately, we overlook the best life has to offer.